This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Modi has been conferred with Guyana's highest national award, the Order of Excellence, today. He has been awarded for his visionary statesmanship and championing the rights of developing countries on the global stage, exceptional service to the global community, and for his commitment to strengthening India-Guyana relations. President of Guyana, Dr. Irfan Ali, conferred the award to Mr. Modi in a ceremony at Guyana's State House today. Prime Minister Modi thanked Dr. Irfan Ali for conferring him the honor. He dedicated the honor to the people of India and to the deep-rooted historical ties between the people of the two countries. He emphasized that his state visit is testament to India's continued commitment towards deepening India-Guyana friendship. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that India has always advocated and practiced dialogue for resolving complex international issues. Speaking at the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus at Vientiane in Laos, the minister pointed out that this commitment to open communication and peaceful negotiation is evident in India's approach to a wide range of international challenges, from border disputes to trade agreements. The defense minister said that India stands for freedom of navigation and overflight, unimpeded lawful commerce, and adherence to international law in the context of promotion of peace and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. Speaking about climate change, Mr. Singh stressed on the concept of global commons. He said shared natural resources and ecosystems are essential to sustaining life and bringing prosperity on the planet. President Draupadi Murmu paid tributes to Utkal Kesari, Dr. Harikrishna Mahatab in New Delhi today, inaugurating the 125th birth anniversary celebration of Dr. Harikrishna Mahatab. President Murmu expressed happiness at the opportunity to release the special commemorative stamp and coin in the honor of Dr. Mahatab. The president said she has always been inspired by Dr. Mahatab's writings and speeches. President Draupadi Murmu will be taking part tonight in the Koti Dipotsavam, means illuminating millions of lights, organized by a spiritual TV channel. This president will be formally inaugurating the fourth international cultural festival called Lok Manthan, to be held at Silpa Raman in Hyderabad tomorrow. The Lok Manthan is being held for the first time in the southern parts of the country. The Lok Manthan, also known as Festival of Fox, is expected to witness participation of artists, cultural representatives and intellectuals, this time from 12 countries. In Jammu and Kashmir, the National Investigation Agency is conducting raids at 8 locations in connection with the case of terrorist infiltration. Our correspondent reports that NIA raids are being conducted at various locations in Riyasi, Doda, Udhampur, Ramban and Kishtwar districts. Yesterday, the probe agency arrested an accused wanted in a 2020 Kashmir narco-terror case linked with procuring and selling narcotic drugs to raise funds for promoting terrorism. The 55th International Film Festival of India is in full swing with unfolding of screenings and events. Over 40 films across the diverse genre are being screened today, showcasing the best of Indian cinema. The Indian Panorama segment has officially begun with its inaugural ceremony, setting the stage for screenings of selected 25 feature and 20 non-feature films. Along with this, the 18th edition of the Film Bazaar is also buzzing with activity. 24 Bangladeshis, including 11 women, have returned home through Benapol checkpost after serving 2 years in jail in India. Bangladesh police said they were handed over to Bangladesh immigration authorities at Benapol last night. Benapol immigration police officer in charge said they entered India 2 years ago without valid documents in search of jobs with the help of local brokers. Kolkata police had arrested them and a court sentenced them to 2 years imprisonment and each for trespassing into the country. In hockey, India clinched the Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar. The Indian women's hockey team won their second consecutive title by defeating China 1-0 in the final match. With this victory, India has equaled South Korea with 3 titles each. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.